This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, Fort Carson is working to restock its new food kiosk. Photos of empty shelves first popped up on a military app that shows living conditions on bases. The kiosks offer grab-and-go options and meal prep items during weekends, but nearly got wiped out when around 1,800 soldiers showed up to eat. An official admits they were not prepared for that amount and are now taking steps to prevent another shortage. Teller County is under a state of emergency. It was declared last Friday and will be in effect through at least this week. Officials feared the snowstorm would cause widespread damage or worse. They also said it was putting a strain on first responders and blocking roads. This came a day after Cripple Creek declared their own emergency due to all of the snow. At one point, the entire town lost power for several hours. Over 30 bunnies are rescued from a Colorado Springs home. Animal law enforcement calls it a case of uncontrolled breedings. That's what rabbits do. They say two bunnies soon became dozens. Officers were alerted by an HVAC technician who noticed the bunnies living in uninhabitable conditions. All the bunnies will be spayed or neutered by the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region and then put up for adoption, something to keep in mind as we approach Easter. A high-profile trial of a deadly Colorado crash begins today. A semi-truck driver is charged with killing a family of five in Weld County, including a three-month-old baby. The family's great-uncle, Thomas Bueno, says he's hoping for accountability.
Every week that goes by, it's just like, why? Why? Why does it take so long?
They were hit from behind on I-25 while heading back to Wyoming almost 2 years ago. Prosecutors say Jesus Puebla was going 76 miles an hour when traffic had slowed to a crawl, but didn't brake or try to avoid hitting the SUV. He also didn't have insurance. Puebla is charged with five counts of vehicular homicide. Senator Ted Cruz is lashing out this afternoon at reports that an admitted Hezbollah terrorist was caught crossing into his home state of Texas. He used his podcast to place the blame on the Biden border policies.
2022, 98 individuals on the terror watch list were encountered at our southern and northern borders. In fiscal year 2023, that number doubled.
In this case, the 22-year-old Lebanese man told customs agents that he was headed to New York and planned to make a bomb. It's unclear if any of his story is true. He used a fake name and birthday in several countries before reaching the border near El Paso. A Colorado Springs resident is responsible for getting March 20th declared as National Do for Others Day. Suzanne R.N. says she was inspired by a children's book and wanted to make the idea come to life.
Why don't we have a national day where it just brings it to the forefront to remind people, be kind to other people. You love it when people are kind to you, and it can have a profound effect in the community.
The book is called The Do for Others Day, where all the animals in a colonial town switch jobs for a day to do better appreciate each other. RN's worked with the U.S. National Day Archives to make her dream become a reality. The day is now intended for people to do small acts of kindness for others and post them online using hashtag DoForOthersDay. And finally, sequels on Pandas and Sky-Fi still ruled the weekend movie ticket sales, says ABC's Chuck Severson.
Panda is the new Black, Jack Black.
What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
Voicing the lead character in Kung Fu Panda 4, numero uno at the North American box office in its second weekend. $30 million in ticket sales, say studio estimates. Dune Part 2, a very close second in its third weekend, $29 million. Third place with $7.5 million. Arthur the King, based on the true story of an adventure racer who befriends a stray dog. Imaginary 4th, Cabrini 5th. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Clear skies and calm winds overnight tonight. Overnight lows in the 20s and 30s. Highs will shoot back up near 60 degrees under partly cloudy skies. On Tuesday, a chance for a few isolated showers into the afternoon. On Wednesday, highs will remain steady in the 50s and 60s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.